what a beautiful afternoon. Oh, what a beautiful day. Ha ha.
And what are you going to do today to make sure tomorrow's awesome? It's one of those questions that I ask every single day. And I plan the day before to make sure that the next day is going to, if as close as possible, run the way I want it to. Now, life's going to throw stuff at us and things change, of course. But are you mentally strong enough to be ready for the unexpected things that life throws at us? So if you're going to plan for the next day, if you're going to plan for your holiday, if you're going to have a plan to what kind of house you're going to live in, and obviously a builder would say to you, we're not going to start building until the plan's been approved, not just that we have a plan, but that it's been approved. But here's a really interesting question I always ask. Those four big areas of life, healthy, fit and strong, do you have a plan to be healthy, fit and strong and stay that way for the rest of your life? Do you have a plan to have a career or business that is successful and profitable and have that for your entire life? Do you have a financial plan to make sure that you are financially free, financially secure, wealthy if you want to be for the rest of your life? But the plan about our relationships. So if I say to somebody, do you have a plan for your holiday? And they say, yes, we're going to do this on this day and we're flying out on this day and we're going to these three countries. And people will often share with me the exciting things about the plan they have for their holiday. But when I ask them, do you have a list of important things in a relationship to you? Do you have a non-negotiable list of things that you would never accept or you would only accept in a relationship? And a lot of people look at me a little bit blankly. And I'm asking this because that really big, important area of your life, your relationships, why do we let people into our life that are not respectful, that don't treat us beautifully, that we expect them to love us and maybe they don't? Why would we ever accept that? It's always perplexing to me because it seems that a lot of the misery and angry and arguments and horrible parts of life come from people. Now, obviously, the beautiful parts of life come from people as well. But the ugly, horrible things that happen in a relationship, and here's a really interesting question. Do you know people where that keeps going on? So this relationship was horrible. And then the next relationship has the same challenges, even though it's with a different person. And then the next relationship has horrible, horrible things going on, even though there's a different person. So, of course, there's one simple factor there, the one person that's always there, even though there was three other people, is me. I was in those three ugly relationships. What am I doing to make that kind of behaviour acceptable? And that's the really ugly question, uncomfortable question, confrontational question. What we get in a relationship, isn't that because we accept it or even we expect it? And that's why I think it's so important to have a plan. And I always ask people, what are your non-negotiable standards for a relationship? What is it that you won't accept and what do you expect? So, and these are just simple things. It might be that you would never have a relationship with a smoker, or you'd never have a relationship with somebody that tells lies, or the person in your life needs to be healthy, fit and strong because you wouldn't have a relationship with somebody that wasn't. And the important thing about this plan that you put together, this non-negotiable list about what you will accept or expect in a relationship, is that you have the right to do that. What other people, nobody else can tell you what to expect or what to accept. You get to decide that. Isn't that awesome? The same as building a house. You can decide whether it's going to have three bedrooms or four bedrooms. You can decide whether it's going to have two garages or three. You can decide whether you're going to have two bathrooms or four. You can decide where the kitchen's going to go and where the laundry's going to go. That's your decision because it's your home. So in a relationship, which of course, again, I'll ask the question, how much value does a great relationship add to your life? And how much ugliness does a horrible relationship put into your life? But aren't we responsible for that? We get to choose who we have in our life. Now, a lot of people share with me, but Roey, I can't choose my parents and I can't choose my brothers and sisters and I have to accept them as they are. Do we? I'm not a firm believer in unconditional love. If somebody treats you disrespectfully, if they hurt you, if they abuse you physically or mentally, why would you have those people in your life? You get to choose. This is my non-negotiable standards list. I will not accept somebody that hits me or hurts me or mentally abuses me. I will not accept somebody that is not healthy, fit and strong. I use the example about being tidy. I'm a meticulously tidy, clean, organized person. Now, you don't have to be that person, but can you imagine living with somebody that isn't? It would be, I just can't, and I wouldn't. It's one of the things on my non-negotiable list. Now, I've got a husband who's not as meticulous and pedantic and clean and tidy as I am, but because he loves me, he is. And I'm so thankful and grateful for that. But if he wasn't, I couldn't have a relationship. Now, that's not a ultimatum. That's just I have a very specific way that I want to live my life. How about you? So if somebody's treating you badly, if somebody's disrespectful, if somebody's hurting you or abusing you, and I know this is a very confrontational question because so many people live in those kinds of relationships, but why? And again, I always ask this question because it's such a beautiful day today, but how many days do we get? We don't know if tomorrow's going to be our last day. And it wouldn't be awful that your last day on the planet was wasted with somebody that treats you disrespectfully or they're nasty to you or they say horrible things to you or they mentally or physically abuse you. Life is too short for that. It's also too long. Imagine living your whole life with somebody like that. And we all know people who have, don't we, where they've had a relationship with somebody that's treated them badly and they just keep staying and staying and staying and staying. Now, whether that's their personal partner or it's their family. And there's that really, again, very confrontational question. If your family is treating you disrespectfully, who wrote the rule that said you have to go there or you have to waste time with people that treat you like that? And it's a very interesting conversation I had with a top-level psychiatrist that was one of the was a member at one of the health clubs I ran in Sydney in Australia. And this particular psychiatrist asked me that question because people were having a bit of a whinge, moan and complain about their relationships, particularly with their family. And the question was this, who wrote the rule book that said if you've got horrible family members that you would accept them in your life? Or the reverse of that, if those people were not your family, would you have them in your life? And of course the answer, I hope, is no, that you wouldn't have disrespectful, rude, nasty, criticising people in your life who pull you down. And one of the things that I find, and I can only find it fascinating because otherwise it would make me sad, is how many people end up on a psychiatrist's couch or at a counsellor or on some kind of pharmaceutical medication because their brain is screwed up because of their past and the way people treated them in the past. And I'm sharing this with you very personally. There are lots of people I know and from personal experience that have had horrible things happen to them and they've become better, stronger, wiser, more tougher, more amazing people because of that horrible thing that happened to them. And there are some people that horrible things happen to them and it's completely destroyed their life. And there's my question, isn't that a choice? Do we get to decide? And there's just as a very important side note, I can't change anything that happened in my past. Neither can you. Isn't that awesome? I can't change it. I can't fix it. I can't go back and make it better. I can just learn from it and grow from it and become tougher and stronger because of it. So in your personal relationships, regardless of what's happened in the past, regardless of the choices that you've made in the past, regardless of the people that you have accepted or the behaviour that you have accepted, could you change today? Could you decide today that life is going to be, today and forward, only accept great people into your life? Get tougher, stronger and wiser from the people that are outside your inner circle. I just cannot understand why you would have people in your inner circle who are disrespectful of you in whatever way that is. And disrespect is to be treated disrespectfully is just something that on my non-negotiable list, not acceptable. So I wish for you to have beautiful people in your life, but what I wish for you is irrelevant. You, of course, need to choose those beautiful people. So if you have a history of bad relationships, people treating you badly, or a person treating you badly, could today be a great time to decide, from this day forward, I'm going to live my life to the max. I'm only going to have respectful, kind people in my life. And the most important question of all is, are you treating yourself kindly and respectfully? Because how, of course, could we expect other people to treat us beautifully if we don't respect ourselves? Respect, the ultimate way to live your life. Live your life to the max. Woo-hoo-hoo! Look at this beautiful...